Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
With the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, is it yourself? It is.
Good morning. Lovely. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. That was fantastic last week. Well done.
Thank you.
And you've lost another 2 pounds.
Stop it now. You're winding me up.
Oh, no.
Now, Marty, if I was to ask you your favourite cuisine, what would it be?
Oh, Italian.
I knew it. And that's what we're doing today.
Are we
brilliant.
Doing Italian?
Yeah.
Well,
we're
you're doing
Taste
Italian.
Of Italy, which I love.
What are you doing?
We're doing the pesto stuffed chicken breast with kind of rustic mixed potatoes.
Whoa.
We're talk about. And then my favourite dessert, classic tiramisu.
Not tiramisu.
Tiramisu.
Oh, tiramisu.
What do you call it, Marty?
Tiramisu.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah. No.
What?
That means...
You do.
I can't remember.
You do. Pick me up.
Pick me up.
Because there's always an alcohol and coffee.
That's right.
Speaking of coffee, I'm going to have a drink. Thank
Absolutely,
you.
You'd have that.
Thanks
now.
For the coffee.
Isn't tiramisu the most wonderful thing? But it has to be moist.
I agree.
We had a few dry ones recently.
I have to bring up my tiramisu sometime.
That'll be a novelty. You're not eating it.
What are you mean?
But you're not eating it.
Ah, well, hold on. And we treat every so often. Jesus, Martin, you'll be hanging me out.
Now,
but I will. I'll make it for you sometime.
Right, David.
I promise you. When's your birthday?
7th of June. That's right here.
Okay. So we'll talk about the savoury dish first of all.
Yes, sir.
Chicken breast, rustic potatoes. So we'll go through the stuffing for the chicken.
Yes.
It's a wee bit fiddly, this. And I don't mean fiddly difficult, because you have to make a pocket. So say my hand is the chicken breast. With the point of the knife, you make a little pocket. So you're making a little... You know what I do in a chicken cave? You want to get the filling in there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The filling is going to be sun-dried tomatoes chopped,
mm-hmm.
some mozzarella, and then some beautiful fresh basil pesto. Simply Better do a really lovely one that I use a
you
lot
make
at
your
home.
Own.
Well, we do in the restaurant, but
yeah,
at home
yeah,
I use
yeah.
it better. In the restaurant, we use fresh basil, toasted pine nuts, garlic, extra virgin olive oil, and then we just blitz that up. Did I say garlic? I think I did.
You did.
Then blitz that up with some basil, and you have the most beautiful, parmesan cheese, excuse me, it's beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
So
and it'll keep for about a month in your fridge. So anyone coming up now, you know, we're getting into April, May, June, growing time, you're growing your basil, make some beautiful.
Oh, that's lovely.
And you can freeze it too. Mm. So you chop up the mozzarella, chop up the sun-dried tomatoes. You can use the semi-sun-dried or the sun-dried. Sun-dried ones are lovely, so they are, because they have a bit more intense flavour, in my opinion. Chop them all up, and then what you do, Marty, mix that with pesto. Now, get your chicken breast and make a little pocket, and literally with a spoon or your fingers, put as much of that filling as you can.
Gorgeous.
So you're not butterflying the chicken. Mm-hmm. You're making a little pocket into it. And then you're going to wrap this in some prosciutto di Parma ham, which is fantastic. Matured for about minimum 12 months, usually 24 or 36
like
months.
Like waking up in Puglia.
I know, isn't it brilliant?
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't it? There's something about their cuisine.
Oh.
I think we said it before, me and you. It's the best out of all the TV shows I've ever done. Italy's number one.
But it's the freshness of the produce, isn't
and
it?
And it's the respect they have. They value their traditions. And it's so regional. I didn't realise that about Italy, but it's the most cooked cuisine in the world. And you go regularly. You love it.
The
I can see why.
The most cooked cuisine in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Italian food is the number one cooked cuisine. So, hats off to them. What they're very clever at doing is protecting what they have. And I'll just quickly go through this. Very interesting. PGI, Protected Geographical Indication. So the balsamic from Modena, the prosciutto di Parma ham. Next time you buy a packet, a quarter of the pack has got to have the prosciutto di Parma ham, the crown on it. So they're really protective of that.
Yeah,
they have more PGI ingredients, food ingredients, than Spain and France put together.
And is that to protect... Their nation and their region.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So we get our chicken, we wrap it in prosciutto di Parma ham. I recommend 2 slices of the really thin, already sliced prosciutto di Parma ham. And then what are we going to roast that on? So they're lovely, just pan fried. Like I make this recipe at home. I don't serve it with the potatoes. I serve it with some vegetables. But what we do is get some lovely potatoes. Remember we were talking about sweet potatoes last week?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So some rooster potatoes, sweet potatoes. Or you can just use roosters. Skin on, washed, and then you slice them. By hand, or you can use what's called a Japanese
person. They love garlic potatoes, don't they, over there?
They do.
You know, they're
that'd
just
be lovely,
or sometimes just in oil.
Absolutely,
just use them in oil.
Simple.
Yeah.
So with these in here, we're going to put some garlic. There we go.
Good, are you?
There. He's on fire. We put a little bit of garlic over the potato, sliced onto your tray. Now remember that we haven't sealed off the chicken; it's still raw.
Okay.
We put the chicken breast on top. We drizzle it with some oil, just to keep the potatoes lovely and moist. Roughly about 100 mils of chicken stock.
Lovely.
Or vegetable stock, and that keeps it really moist. Pardon me. And then that goes into the oven at 200 degrees. That's going to take about 45 minutes. So don't slice your potatoes too thick, because the chicken's going to be overcooked, your potatoes. So slice them really nice and thin.
Yeah.
Don't cover it. A little drizzle of oil just over your chicken. And that's it. It's a feast. What would I serve with that? A little bit of broccoli. Mm. You already have the nice potatoes, so or even some butter peas. So keep it simple.
Oh, it sounds lovely.
Keep it simple. Isn't it tasty?
A small.
For a salad.
A small glass of Rapasso. Oh,
love it. Your favourite wine.
Sparkling water. It'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Well, you do. You're right.
That's right.
But aren't they great with the wines?
Oh, no, they are.
I love
it. That's, that, but that'd be gorgeous. I think I might give that a go.
Would you?
That's a lovely. Yeah, but that's a
what
lovely
did you
dish.
Say? I think I might.
I will give it a go, all right? I will.
Everyone asked me in the restaurant,
don't.
Is Marty too much cooking?
Oh, he's a
he never stops.
They cry. He's never stops. He's in that kitchen.
When you see his cookbook.
His cookbook. And his recipe
can't
is
cook,
regurgitated.
Cook, shouldn't cook. Sorry, did
Listen,
I say that? Oh,
you
like?
Did, yeah. Come here to me. Tiramisu.
Your favourite dessert.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Now, what does it mean again?
It means everything to me.
I know, what a great answer.
It means everything to me.
Okay, so I'll tell you a quick story and then we'll go through the recipe.
Right,
first time I ever tasted
thing,
my sister used to live in London and I used to go over and visit her. Probably was 16 or 17.
Yeah.
Went over to a coffee shop in Covent Garden. The woman said, you know, would you like to taste tiramisu? And I said, I don't know what it is. I had two of them.
That was the beginning of your downfall.
That was the beginning. That was my sweet tooth taking over. So This is my recipe that we make at home at Christmas for family gatherings. I hope your listeners will really like it. Separate four large eggs. So into the egg
Even
yolks.
If they're related. Isn't this from Lombardy, this thing?
You're
this,
right. Yeah. And that's what they use, the special egg and like sponge fingers. You're
yeah,
so
that's
good.
Right, the sponge fingers.
I'm very impressed, Marty. Mm. You're on fire this morning.
I love this stuff.
Okay, so into the egg yolks, you're going to put in 3 ounces. So it says 4 ounces of cast sugar in total. 3 ounces of cast sugar. You beat that by hand. Then you're going to add in your full tub of mascarpone cheese. It's a lovely creamy Italian cheese. And that's the base for that. So, you know, if you're doing the electric mixer, make sure to wash it. The reason why. Next thing you're going to do is you're going to beat your egg whites that you've separated. So you're going to beat them light and fluffy. Needs to be clean. And then you're going to add in the 1 ounce of caster sugar that you get back. So you let that. That'll take about 5 minutes. Same mixer, you're going to beat some cream, which is about 250 ml of cream, so that's light, lightly beaten. And then what you do is, well, the way I make it, with the egg yolks that you've already whisked, you don't have to use the electric mixer, I use the regular hand mixer,
yeah.
Or spatula. You fold in the whipped cream, and then the last thing to go in to your egg mixture is that lovely whipped meringue.
Right.
That's what gives it the lovely lightness, because tiramisus can sometimes be dry and overset.
As a fellow said, I got a dry one in Italy. I couldn't believe it. Yeah,
okay.
I was astonished because it seemed to me I'm never going to get a bad one of them.
I know.
It's in Italy.
That's interesting.
In Rome, funny enough. And it was just weird.
Well, interesting in Rome. I probably had one of the worst lasagnas of my life in Rome.
Oh, there you go.
Years ago, I brought all the team over. Could be 15 years ago at least or more.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was shock. Sorry.
But you're not going to a decent restaurant.
So, Marty, you're right about soaking the lovely sponge fingers.
Get out of a tent.
Get your dish, whether you're using a big family serving trifle bowl or individual ones, layer them with with the sponge fingers, and then you mix up some really nice strong espresso coffee. Me and you both love our coffee.
Mm.
Tia Maria, or I use Kahlua. Kahlua's gorgeous.
Okay.
I've seen it done with Marsala. Have you ever tasted Marsala?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Which do you prefer?
I actually use Kahlua.
Kahlua,
I love it.
Yeah, you prefer
it.
Yeah, okay.
Tia Maria's in the recipe, but just for your listeners, Kahlua works really well. Good strong coffee, pour that over your sponge fingers, and then let that sit for 5 minutes, then pour your lovely tiramisu, spread it over. Some people do two layers of sponge, I just do one. So I don't know if it's a classic, so that's
right,
just this is my recipe.
Because
and
it's, then, supposed, it's layered.
Then it's not easy to cut out.
Yeah, well,
this
that's
one
true.
Is very
that's
light.
True. Yeah.
It's
that's
very
true.
Light. You could do two layers if you're doing a nice big dish. And then dust it with really good quality cocoa powder into the fridge. I think it's nicer the next day. Normally when I make it, I have to have a little sneak preview. You know what that is?
Yeah, it's very
a
important.
A little pre-taste.
Very important.
Just before you serve it up.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, no, it's fantastic. And it's but done correctly.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the best desserts.
Thing.
I love it. It's light, it's creamy, you're getting your hit of coffee, you're getting your little bit of Kahlua. Like, my twins, they love this.
That's right.
You know, I love as you do, the non-alcoholic version.
No,
but
I'm just going to say.
Don't drink coffee either, which is interesting. Lucy loves it.
Yeah.
So I always get her to help me.
It's just that it's rich and it's creamy.
It
and
is.
It's just, it's a gorgeous thing.
Isn't it?
But as I say, if it's right.
If it's right.
Yeah, that's right.
And interesting, you've had the wrong one in Italy, which is interesting.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm sure you've had a lot of good ones.
Anyway, there it is, classic tiramisu. And before that, the pesto stuffed chicken breasts with rustic mixed potatoes.
Play something.
I would have to go
Come
Italian. I'm thinking of the football.
Were you?
You'd have to go with Nessun Dormer, wouldn't you?
Lovely.
With the big fella.
Super.
Pavarotti.
The only man.
The only man.
And he loved his food.
Did you think that?
I did. Stop, sorry.
He had the look of a man who would not turn his nose up at a burger.
I know, that's
and
true.
I always felt.
For a big plate of pasta.
I loved him to bits. Anyway, Pavarotti and Nessun Dormer, the proper version with the
brilliant.
Choir and everything.
That's
gorgeous. Thank you, Nevin. I was going to say an April night. It's an Italian night.
An Italian night
for April.
You're right.
And why not? Why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
That's a gorgeous. And remember the recipes, RTÉ Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and Nevin's recipes are there. And what's great about this is you can do it in stages and do your bits and pieces and have a go.
That's
a lovely Italian
and enjoy
night.
It.
Yeah.
And a nice glass of rapasso.
Rapasso.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It's a bit early. Although it is technically 5 o'clock somewhere. Even now. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I love you, Mark.
I don't know where, but
you're brilliant.
It's somewhere. Listen, keep the faith and
see you next week.
Love to your lovely family. Take care, Nevin. Bye bye.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food is being produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.